Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today? The podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today? I honestly didn't think so many people felt the way I do about Christmas being pushed down our throats earlier every year. We are on the same page. I'm so glad. We can blame retail and Hallmark. And a lot of y'all are blaming Hallmark out the ass. Like, y'all are, like, adamant about them being the reason why. I feel it. Because they play Christmas 24/7, 365, 366 during the leap year. Now, why they do that, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's, like, some love story they can write that does not involve Christmas in a small town. And, you know, somebody's come back from the big city who left, who vowed to never come back, but she has to come back for some reason to save some little shop or something. I mean, there's other stories you can write. I don't know if y'all want to just keep with the winter theme. I mean, just put them in like Minnesota or something, but it does not have to be about Christmas. It could be about anything else. I don't know. Hallmark, do something besides Christmas. I'm like, hell, make a candle, or I don't know, do something. Make new cards. I don't know. I'm just tired of seeing the same movie over and over and over and over, just in a different state with different people. There's only so many small town stories you can tell. Shit, not everybody's business is going under, and somebody from the big city has to come save it. Not everybody has to come save a farm. Not everybody is coming back and falling in love with the guy who lived down the street from them or their ex-boyfriend that they let get away. Like, that's not... No, there's other things. All these romance novels out here that y'all could be working, making movies about, y'all ain't doing that. Why? Stop forcing Christmas on us, Hallmark. Get a life. I'm just going to give you a couple of trigger warnings. There are mental abuse, emotional abuse, colorism, classism. Y'all, if you just have a shitty family and you feel like this episode is going to be triggering, by all means, please do not listen to it. Please just take care of yourself. If you need to talk to anybody about any type of toxic family drama, whatever, like, really, if you had some traumatic issues with them, feel free to message me. All of my social media is in the link. I would love to talk to y'all about it. But please, by all means, if anything in this episode does trigger you, just please leave. You don't have to listen to it. Please take care of yourself.
Okay, well, welcome to my channel. My name is Brooklyn Beauty. I'm the host of Let's Talk. And today we're talking about family trauma. Is that what it is, or is it family?
Yeah, toxic, just toxic family trauma, all that good stuff.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so we're talking about family trauma, and toxic family. I guess I'll start, since you know I had something to say. Okay, so I guess I'm just gonna start off with a story, kind of. Okay, so I haven't talked about this on my own channel, but I guess I can just kind of talk about it on yours. So my dad passed away when I might have been about 8 to about 11, one of those ages. And so me and my two older sisters, you know, we all kind of reconnected again, because we were all family at first, and then, like, once my dad passed, we kind of just went our own ways, because, like, that was, like, our meeting point, you know, on the weekends, was to just be with my dad or whatever. So, yeah, we went all our separate ways. Everybody grew up and had kids. And I said, I don't got no kids, but everybody has kids. But anyways, yeah, so pretty much, like, me and one of my older sisters, we didn't reconnect. Well, my second to older sister, me and her didn't reconnect until my aunt, which was about
ago now.
And that's another thing. Me and my aunt,
ain't that crazy?
Like, I don't
any of my dad's family.
It's so crazy. And so pretty much, you know, me and my sisters, we reconnected. And so I know my second oldest sister, she know how to do hair. So I was like, okay, well, let me, you know, I hit her up and let her do my hair or whatever. So pretty much I went up to her house. And like I said, we honestly haven't seen each other since I was like 11. So, you know, we don't really have a relationship. So, well, no, I can't even say it was 11. I might have been actually older than that. I think the last time I actually seen her, I'm trying to think. No, I think I still might have been young because my daddy was alive still then. So, yeah, I was still pretty young. And so, like I said, you know, she did my hair. She had started on my hair. And so, you know, like I said, we don't have a close relationship. So she doesn't understand me. Like, if I say something, like, she doesn't understand. You know, if I say something a certain way, she already assumed that I had an attitude with her. Yeah, she assumed I had an attitude with her. And so pretty much, you know, she had did my hair and I ran out of hair because she braided. She started braiding my hair. She did some box braids. I ran out of hair. So then I was like, we can just finish tomorrow since the hair store had already closed. I think it might have been Sunday in Chattanooga. I think it closed. The hair store used to close early. And this is before I think Roots opened up. So I was just going to go tomorrow and they had already closed. So I was like, we can just do it tomorrow. She was like, okay. I was like, can you put my hair like this? And all I did, girl, all I literally did was sigh. And literally, like, when I hit her up the next day, she was like, I just feel like you had an attitude or whatever. I was like, oh, my God. And she never did my hair. She never finished my hair. Like,
oh, my God.
It was half done. And because her cousin said I had, her and her cousin said I had an attitude. I was like, how the fuck you gonna listen to your cousin over me? Like, I know we don't know each other at all, but we still had the same daddy. Like, you should understand, like, you know how your attitude is. You should know how mine is. But I can say though, like, our attitudes are a little different. Like, and we were raised in different places. So it's kind of like, it is hard for her to understand, like,
just how
you know, yeah, how I am. But still, for me, that just felt really toxic because I'm just like, how you not gonna finish my hair because you thought I had an attitude with you? I'm just like, I think I done pay her, you know, paid her at least half.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if I had finished paying her or not. But just because her cousin said something, she decided not to finish my hair. I said, that is probably the most toxic shit I've ever heard in my life. I was like, why the fuck you too worried about how somebody feels? You know, I would rather get my goddamn money. You know, I would rather get my money from doing somebody's hair than being worried about some damn attitude. I don't give a fuck about that too. You gonna pay me $200?
Okay. Right, I'm gonna finish it.
Okay, but yeah, that was probably the most toxic. I mean, it's been other stuff, but you know, if we have time, I'll tell it. Girl, no, I haven't talked to her since then. Like, and this is the crazy part. After that, like, even before that, she told my oldest sister, because it's my oldest sister than her than me. I'm the youngest. And so she told my older sister, she was like, you're not even daddy child. I was like,
oh, Lord.
What are you doing? I was like, this man ain't even alive no more. Why'd it even matter? We grew up together. We call each other sisters. Who cares? And then too, like, we all are the same shade, but we all look different. You know, we all had different moms.
Yeah.
So I was like, you can't even tell that. You don't even have no facts to back it up.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, my daddy was up there with everybody. So I mean, who knows if you hear? Know. Just cause you got his name don't mean that's your daddy.
Right.
Like her my youngest brother. Is her brother too. It's like, that's her brother, but that's like my stepbrother. And so that's her like blood brother. So they both of them have his name and he's not his child. So I'm just like, how you know for sure you his?
Oh Lord, that's a lot going on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is something wrong with her. Like, I was like, yeah, once all that happened, and then she made my sister.
Oh.
I was like, why does it even matter? I was like, we all call
because people
daddy.
Just hateful.
Yeah, basically just toxic. And she, I think, because she just done grew up, she done had a rough, she had a really rough childhood. Like, compared to me and my sister, she had a, my oldest
Does
sister.
she not have, does your older sister not have your dad's name?
My oldest one, she doesn't. She has somebody else's last name, and I have somebody else's last name. And but she's the only one that has his last name
That's why she
because,
act like that, 'cause she feels
yeah,
weird
she feels
because
entitled, and she feels that and my dad and her mom are married, so she already just assuming. But I'm just like, you, I mean, me and her favor, but so does me and my other sister. We favor each other, like, in different ways, like. So I don't know. I don't have anything to prove it, but me personally, I don't care. I don't care if she is, because I call her my sister. Like, it's some girls that I went to school with, and their mom was married to my dad, and I called them my sister. Not anymore, but at that point in time, I was calling them my sister. So I was like, they was with my daddy. They stayed with him, you know, and my daddy helped raise them. So that's, they can call them that. They can say that he is their father. You know, so I mean, no, but you, I feel like you don't have to, like, technically, like, have somebody's DNA for that to be considered, like, your parent. You know, if somebody, you know, took time to raise you, that's your parent, you know, or your guardian, whatever,
So
you
does she
know.
talk
So,
to your older sister?
I think my oldest sister, I think she started back talking to her, or, you know, maybe talking to people around her, you know, like her baby daddy, or other family we have, and all that, and asking about her kids, because she got two daughters now, my second oldest. But I don't talk to her. I honestly don't really have no animosity towards her. But I already said I'm not gonna be the first one to initiate anything, because I just don't have time for that. Because first of all, I'm not the one who had the problem, so I don't feel the need to address nothing. I don't address anything with anybody. I'm not
I
doing that.
get it.
Yeah, but that's probably the most recent thing that was, like, considered, like, toxic in my family. I don't really have a lot of, you know, problems like that, but that's probably the second biggest thing that's done, like, really ever happened in my life, like, family being weird. But
Girl, I don't know. Y'all got a lot of drama.
yeah, I that stressed me out, because I was just like, I already don't know all my family, like, and I think even after that, but no, let me take that back, because I said that was, like, the last time I seen her. The last time I seen her was about 2 years ago when my granddaddy passed away, which is on my dad's side, so that's her granddaddy too. So that was, like, the last time I seen her, and we were all cool. So I didn't understand what, from this situation to that one, I don't understand, like, what created so much, like, tension. You know, it's not a lot of tension, like, because we ain't about to fight or nothing like that, but it's just like, how do you switch like that? I just don't understand it. But I don't know. Maybe that's just, I don't know.
Maybe, but you know, some people's family be like, you know, that's not really your sister. That's, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know,
Yeah, but
it
let
could
me
just be her
tell you this.
family.
Say this, like, her mom, not to be shady or nothing like that, but her mom drink, so she could just be saying stuff just to say it, just out of jealousy. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you really think about it, we all were born around the same time. Like, my oldest sister, I believe she might be like 27, and then my second oldest, she might be 26. No, I think my oldest is 28. I think she might be about 26, and then I'm about to be 25. So we all born around the same time. So I think it was just a lot of just my daddy being all over the place, you know, and having us all around the same time. So then it just creates confusion, kind of created some confusion about, you know, whose is whose child. But I know for sure, I know 100% sure that's my daddy. Just because when he passed away, you know, I inherited stuff from him. So I know that's my daddy. Like,
Girl, at least you know.
legit. Yeah, but, you know, as far as them, I don't know. You know, but like I said, I call them my sister because that's just how my heart is set up. Like, those are my sisters. They,
well, you I mean, know, but that's what you've been told your whole life. And then for somebody to act like y'all ain't family, I mean, that is hurtful, though.
Yeah. But, you know, she didn't say that towards me. She, you know, she was like, man, you know, we look alike. We his child. You know, it was all like that. I was like, girl.
Families don't have to look alike. Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. Like, me and my brother, like, we look nothing alike, but we have the same mama.
Me and my sister, I don't think we look alike, but we got the both like the same parents. But I just
that's what
like
I'm saying. Sometimes you just ain't gonna look alike.
I mean, because you can look like you your grandparents or your great grandparents, or
that's what I'm saying. And you can't really, you can't make that assumption because they don't share the same features. Like, you can't just go off that. Because I mean, me and my mom don't, we are the same complexion, but we don't have the same facial features. We don't,
yeah,
you know, I took some things from her, like my nails, and you know, just like my physique and my silhouette is probably her shape. But
yeah,
I like my daddy, and you know, but my brother, he looks like my mom, you know. But he's a different complexion now. He's brown skin, she's light skin. My younger sister, she's brown skin, but she, you know, and she look like her daddy. You know, I just feel depends. Like it doesn't, yeah, it just depends. You can't just go off just because somebody said something. Like, you know, have some facts to back it up. That's what I think. Have a paternity test or something, because
not y'all gonna get it. I think it just came.
I think it just came from just anger, you know, really just being.
Just built up anger.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but you never know, because family be in your ear saying stuff. So
yeah, I didn't hear it all though. I didn't hear it all on my dad's side, but I'm still like, that's my family. Period.
So we if do, she,
you know,
so if she tried to like reconnect, would you be willing to talk to her?
That's if she calls or texts me first, I will, you know, I might respond, but it might take me a little while because, you know, I just feel like that whole thing was just petty, and I feel like she let somebody be in her ear and just
feel
like relationship, you know, or rekindling a relationship with my sister, because I already don't have like the best relationship with none of my daddy's side at all. So, and then too, now, you know, my dad's not alive, nor my granddaddy. So it's just like, this is the time to, you know, to try to grow closer. And then both of them got kids, you know, and I want to be an auntie, you know, little TT.
Not little TT.
You know, little TT, yes. TT Brooke, you know, but I haven't even met her second child yet. That's how long we haven't talked, and she had that baby about a year ago now. Yeah, it's been a long time, but I'm like I said, I'm not pressured to make amends with anybody, to reconciliate. Not doing it. I'm not doing it. But it's not even coming from like a petty place. It's just like I don't like drama. I don't care what she's talking about. Like, I'm good on it. I done came this far without her being in my life, so
yeah. I think I'll be okay. I understand it.
I think I will be okay, Gigi.
I mean, as long as, you know, it ain't hurting you, like, you know, deep down, then I don't think it should really affect your everyday life.
My family, I don't know. I don't know who we get that from. I don't know if we get that from my granddaddy or what. Just that stubbornness, because I mean, like, from what I heard, my dad was really sweet, you know, and I think that's who I get my, like, my caring and like my feelings and emotions from.
Yeah,
but other than that, I don't know. I guess he was feisty too. He must have been real, like, just real, probably crazy.
I don't know. Well, obviously the women loved him at some point in time.
Yeah, when I see pictures, I'm trying to figure out why. I'm just saying, like, because my daddy was like, my mom had, she always like described like how she, like the first time she met him, she was like, he had on like a fur coat, and he had like, girl, I said, oh my God, a
fur coat. Where did they be that?
I think she said they had met each other at the club, and he had on a fur coat. She showed me his hair looked like he had like a little mini fuzzy mohawk. Like I was like, Jesus Christ. I think she said he had like on a turtleneck and like a little gold little necklace, and they met in the club. And I guess she,
man, thought he was a BMF. What the hell?
I don't know what she was thinking. I was like, see,
she was liking that. But you know, the chain and the turtleneck combo—that's a classic right there. So you know.
I guess so. But I mean, like they never really got a chance to like really get to know each other though. Like it was just like I honestly wasn't supposed
to. Oh, you a club, baby.
Okay. that's when I was growing up, I used to be lit as hell. Just all over the fucking place. I still am, but I'm a little more laid. I'm a little bit more chill.
You done calm down.
Yes, but I swear it be wanting to come out of me sometimes, and I don't mean just like wild. I mean like crazy. I be wanting to do crazy.
Yeah, maybe your dad got a little, maybe he was a little crazy.
Yeah, he was. Like my mom even told me my dad used to call me psycho when I was little. So maybe.
I'm hollering. Not psycho.
I'm for real. But yeah, they had like a little one night stand, and then here I came.
Ooh, Jesus.
Girl, yeah. But I mean, like, but this is the thing though. My mom, she told me that, you know, they weren't together, but he didn't hesitate to, you know, take care of me and be there for me.
He knew he did, so hell.
Yeah, he already knew I was his. Wasn't no doubting it. So he took care of me, you know, and I spent, you know, as much time as I could with him when I had a chance, you know. But yeah.
Girl, I don't know. That's not the family sound.
Yes, rest in heaven, this girl, but yeah, that's my toxic story. I don't know. Like
maybe your sister, I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you to talk to her, but maybe she'll come around and because I mean I don't understand why she don't want to talk to you over
girl
something.
We'll reconciliate when hell freeze over. For real, like no joke.
That's like with me with half of my damn family, I don't talk to none of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm not pressured to have anything with anybody. Like and I think too, like it's I think too because like I said, I came out of nowhere, so I think you maybe know a lot of my dad's family didn't know anything about me. Like I said, my dad's brother, and this is his blood brother. I think they had the same mom and dad. Like he just met me 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was
you a big old surprise.
They call it a love child. Yeah. I was a love child. So
oh Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seemed like you okay with the rest of your family. It's just that one sister.
Yeah, like I don't have no problem. Nobody else, literally. Like me and my oldest sister, we talk every now and then. Like she be doing her own thing, but you know, I talk to her more than I talk to anybody else on my dad's side. So I don't even talk to my uncle.
Yeah, I'm talking
about myself. Yeah, but I mean, like I said, it is what it is. Like I don't have to, you know. I'm at this point where I don't even talk about it anymore. I don't care because I'm just like, you know, if people want to be in my life, like he knows who I am, you know.
Yeah,
him choosing to, you know, to communicate. He, actually, I had said something to my sister probably like some months ago. I was like, you know, he don't never really hit me up, and she was like, well. You know, he doesn't really know us like that. And then, too, he was like, we're adults now. He don't really have to, like.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true in a sense. But also, like, if we're just now, if you're, because he was in prison, like, most of my life. So, you know, he's just, that's why he's just not getting to, he's just now meeting me. But I'm just like, you know,
but I guess it's hard because that bond's not there. You know, like usually when like, you get like a little niece and you see them grow up, you know, you real protective of them and, you know, you connected, like you feel like another dad. But if you don't know, I mean, it is kind of hard.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's also like, you know, this is, I am, you know, both my sisters, we're the last of who my daddy is. You know, it'd never be, you know, anything after that. You know, he can't make any more kids. It's just us three, you know, and then my, of course, my brother, you know, it's just us.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm just like, if it's just us left, this is Andre. All of this is Andre. So why wouldn't you not want to,
be connected, but
he knows my second oldest sister, though. They have a good relationship because I think she spent the most time around my dad, so they know they're, you know, they two peas in a pod, I guess. And I wouldn't even say that, but they're close. And you know, he always hits up my brother. You know, one, because my brother, he's in prison now. And then two, he stayed with my second oldest sister. So they all just know each other. And it's like you said, I guess they already have that bond. But as far as like, and then too, I think he calls my older sister sometimes. Like, but me, he doesn't call at all unless I initiate the phone call. But, you know, it's probably just like what you said, they already have a bond with each other. They already know each other. You know, it's not any weirdness or awkwardness, but it's like, okay, I don't know. I think that's why just after, you know, all that, I was like, I definitely know, like, when I have my own family, I definitely want, you know, everybody to be connected, you know, and always know who each other and who everyone is. Like, even on my mom's side, like, I'm just now finding out that I have more family, you know, and I'm just like, why am I finding this out after he passed away? I'm just like, that. A good time to tell us, like, maybe when we was younger, you know, and then
but so that's we didn't know happens. These people. It always takes something like, you know, like a death or something for people to connect and be like, oh, yeah, well, this is your, like, four other brothers that they had or something, you know, like, you never know.
But so. At that point, I don't care because I'm just like, we all grown. Like, it ain't even no point. Even
but that's what happens. Like a relationship. And then, you know, there's some people who want the relationship because they'd be like, well, you know, we siblings or whatever and stuff. Because that's kind of like my family, not like my immediate family, but like some of my cousins are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're my uncle, he like passed away and he had like 10 kids. But he took care of all of them, though. Like, that's one thing. Like, he took care of all of them. But the last two were like so far apart from like the other ones, they didn't really know them. So they kind of look at the younger two like, you're not my brother and them. Like, you know, like, we don't care about you because they didn't grow up together. But I'm like, like, okay, but he was living with their mama, had the two kids. They got the last name and everything, and he left them stuff in the will. So I'm like, if he said that's their kids, like, why are y'all upset?
That's their kids, yeah.
Because I'm like, y'all were grown when that happened, so why does it matter? People, parents get divorced, so y'all upset over nothing. And then your daddy already got, like, four other baby mamas, so why not add an extra one? Like, why is that hurting y'all?
Exactly. I think it's just a lot of, maybe it just is maybe jealousy. You know, because they didn't get the same.
I mean, it probably is because that's not the family. That's where I have my issues with them because they jealous as hell for no reason. And I'm like,
yeah, it's no reason. Like, we can, it's okay for us to share the same parents and share the same blood. What's the problem? But I guess it's just, you know, you already adjusted to who you have, you know, and I guess it's just now you get it's. But this is a lot of the problem too. A lot of the problem is people aren't good with change. People aren't good with, you know, at, you know, unknown people, you know, being added to something that you've already built.
You know,
I think it's just a lot of that. And, you know, you already got to know all the people that you already have around, and now somebody randomly just coming into your life and he's like, oh, well, this is your dad's kids too. And you're like, huh? What you mean? I know that's a lot to take in, but I feel like, I don't know.
I mean, you can't change. I don't care.
Right, you can't change, and it's like me, I don't care. Like, I don't care. If somebody want to be a part of my family, sure. You know, it can be that way. You know, but the only thing that I'm not going to accept is if I'm with somebody and they had kids outside of what we have going on, then that's something I'd be like, okay, what you doing?
Yeah.
You know, if we married and then you just go and have a baby by somebody else or something, then I would have a problem. But, you know, if that ain't had nothing to do with me, you know, if that's not my situation, I don't care. You know, it can, the more the merrier. you know, it's just more like that.
Yeah, but you like a big family, though.
I honestly would like to be a part of a big family. You know, it don't necessarily have to come from me, you know, but if it's, I don't know. I honestly, I do have a big family, but all my family is scattered all over the U.S. So, you know, I can't really control, you know, being able to see all those people at once, because I have family in New York. I have family in Florida, in Alabama. I have family all over the place. Louisiana, everywhere. In Indiana.
Girl, it don't matter. The family could be in town and it don't even work out, so.
Yes, and we're back.
Yes, we're back. Sorry technical about that. Difficulties. Sorry.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, no, let me tell you, because it was my phone. So anytime, if my timer goes off or if somebody call me, it'll stop the recording. And that really pisses me off. I remember one time I tried to record something. I was already 20 minutes in, and then my timer went off. I was so heated. I had said, fuck it, I ain't recording.
You gonna just stop it for the day?
Yeah, I said, I'm done, because they shit like that be pissing me off. I'm
girl,
just
me
like,
and you both.
No, I was like, I be, and then too, it's like when I talk, I just talk. I don't have a script of what I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
so it's like
it's hard to record it.
Yeah, if I record it, it's not going to be the same. I'm not going to say the same things. I'm not going to introduce myself the same way. So it's just it just be pissing me off.
Nah, I get it, because I've had somebody call me. But I'll put mine on Do Not Disturb. But, you know, if they call you two or three times within 1 minute, it'll pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if I didn't, leave me alone, because I didn't answer you the first time.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'll call you back later.
My sister will do that. She'll try to FaceTime me, but, you know, since I'm Do Not Disturb, it'll automatically, end or whatever, go to voicemail. She'll keep doing it until I answer. And I'm like, why? And she don't be wanting nothing. So I'm just like, girl.
Girl, right.
But anyway, let's back to the toxic family.
Right.
I guess I can tell you, my little issue or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Well, girl, okay, first of all, my family got issues on every side and every corner, so.
Yeah, I remember us actually talking about it. I think you were saying, I forgot what you said.
You talked about your dad. Well, this, I'm not going to do this one, because the one I'm going to tell you, I feel like is way more toxic, because, it involves, colorism and just classism. That's how
Okay.
Now, my mom's parents, okay, so, my grandmother, her family, both of my grandparents are from Alabama, right? And my grandmother's family, you know, they came up here and they made their little living, and they weren't, I'm not saying they're poor, they're, middle class families or whatever, right? And then my grandfather's family, they were, real poor, you know, in Alabama and everything, and then they all came up here and, you know, they had good jobs, they... you know, made a name for themselves, right?
Okay.
So, my grandfather, he owned a cab stand. Him and his brother James owned a cab stand. And then my grandfather also owned a club at one point before, you know, he became a preacher. So,
mm-hmm.
So basically, first of all, that side of the family, they're colorist, out the ass.
Okay, so tell me this. Are they all, light-skinned?
No, the only light-skinned one off of my grandfather's side is my grandfather. They're okay, all
he's everybody else is dark skinned. He's light skinned.
They're brown to dark.
Okay.
So he's the lightest, and so they've always been jealous, especially the darker ones. They've always had problems. Now the ones that are kind of brown skinned, there a few of them have some issues, but it's not as bad as their darker ones. So
okay.
They've always had little issues. They've always been jealous of him because, you know, back in the day, the lighter you are, you could pass as white, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I guess when he came up here, I can't tell you what number he is. I think there's 14 kids and I cannot remember his number. But, you know, they all started coming up here one by one. You know how it is. One comes and you help the other one come, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when my grandfather got here, you know, he's a hustler. I'm going to tell you right now, rest his soul. He used to run illegal lottery tickets. Like, he was doing everything to get some money. Like, he,
I swear.
Like, so he did what he had to do. And I'm, by all means, I'm not saying I'm rich or nothing. But one thing about my grandfather is he made sure we had everything we wanted. Like, we didn't ever want anything. Like, if I just asked him, be like, hey, I want this. Like, I wouldn't even go to my mama. I'll just go to him because I know he'll get it faster than my mama would.
Okay, yeah.
So, because you know how moms are. They'll be like, okay, we'll just wait to get it or, like, get it for Christmas or whatever, right? So, he would go ahead and give me whatever. And, because, you know, he had the funds for it. Like, he did. So, if I wanted money, that's, it's cool. You know, he drove nice little cars. You know, they had, like, the Lexus and the Mercedes and all that stuff. And my mom was like, you know, she's the only kid, so of course she was spoiled as hell. So she, like, she had a car at 15.
Ooh.
You can't even drive at 15.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't get your license at what you 16. But he
just
went. And,
yeah, you can get to you 16. So, but he just bought her because that's, you know, like, he just had money to do it.
Okay.
So, and you know, she's the only child, so of course he gonna just buy her whatever the hell she want. You know, whatever. So, like, his side of the family, I don't even know. I wouldn't say we were the richest out the family because we're not. There, one of my aunts owns like a private airport. She owns like a country club and they do like horse racing or something down there in Alabama. I don't know. So this side, like his brothers and sisters, like they've made a, like, you know, a good amount of money for themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was like they, I guess we're the only ones, you know, that lived in like the upper class neighborhoods, like the white neighborhoods. And they all chose kind of to stay, you know, like the black side or whatever.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I guess they always thought that he thought he was better. And I'm, which my grandfather didn't, because I'm going to tell you right now, we was in the streets because I used to run the streets with him. Like, we would be in the hood. Like, so I'm like, it's not like he thought he was better. You know, like, I guess he just wanted his family to live in a better environment. Like, my mom went to, like, you know, private Catholic school. And of course, you know, I went to private school and everything. But it's like they were so jealous of us. Like, even, okay, so when I grew up, I didn't really know my cousins on that side because by the time I came along, most of the family had moved to like different cities or like just different states altogether.
Okay.
So I was never really close to them. But it's like my aunts and uncles, they were like jealous and everything because of the way I grew up.
And yeah, but that's something that you can't help. You know, exactly. you can't control what type of family you're born in.
Exactly.
Control the money, none of that. Not as a child anyways.
But they sit there and like, okay, because me and my sister, you know, we're light. Like, my mom's brown skin, but my dad, he damn near white. So it's one of those, you know, it's like, okay, we don't have no choice but to be light, you know. And people, like, on that side of family, like, they hate the fact that we're light-skinned. They hate the fact that we're well-off or whatever, however you want to call it. And then they would just say stuff. Like, but it would bother me when I was younger because, like I said, my grandmother's family, they, you know, they did pretty good. But, you know, of course, they kind of lived, quote, the hood or whatever, right? And mm-hmm. I would be playing with them. So, obviously, I didn't think I was any better than that. But then, like, one of my aunts, she was like, oh, you're too good to be, you know, playing with so-and-so because, like, we all had, like, a family reunion or something at my house. So, you know, both sides of the family came. And she was just, like, dogging out, like, my grandmother's family because they weren't good enough to, like, play with, like, us because we had money and stuff. And that pissed me off because I was like, I'm a child. Why are you trying to tell me stuff like that?
Right. And why does it matter? Y'all kids. Like, right. Y'all enjoy y'all cousins and family, like.
And then, like, I know one time she said, you must think you better than my child because you light-skinned or something like that. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, what? Yeah, like she always used to tell me and my sister, like, oh, y'all must think you better than, like, my daughter because y'all are light or something. And I'm like, what? First of all, your daughter is older than me. So
why does that even matter? Like,
but what? That's what the what shit is... I'm saying, like, that's what the type of like family like they were. Now my grandfather, first of all, he didn't give a shit. Like, he didn't care about your color. Like, okay, my granny, she was like light as hell. She was like damn near white too and stuff. So I guess they figured, oh, because y'all having light-skinned babies, y'all think y'all are better. I'm like, no, that's just who he decided to get with and marry and have kids with. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because he thought anybody was better. And I'm like, he doesn't treat like none of my like cousins any different, but like my aunts and stuff, like they all treat us different. Or like even not just us, even like some of the other cousins that like came out light, because you know, you could be the darkest parents but have the lightest baby. So like it just depends on like whose genes, you know, or what.
Right. It really does. So like, because like I said, like both my siblings on my mom's side, both of them are brown skinned and I'm light skinned. But like my mom and my dad are light skinned, so I came out light skinned.
Yeah.
My oldest brother's dad is dark skinned, he came out brown skinned. My youngest sister's dad is brown skinned and she came out brown skinned.
But that's what I'm saying. It just depends on the genes. So yeah. It's like anybody that's lighter than them in any type of way, like they're like jealous of them and they say stuff. Or
oh well, they'll hate me too, Gigi.
Girl, like they hate anybody. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
I don't care. I don't care how lighter somebody is as me or how dark they are as me. Like, I think anything that I truly would care about is if somebody's skin better than mine. Like, that's, they have clear skin. Right. Me. That's something I would literally care about. Like, that I would be jealous over that. But not just because somebody's darker or lighter than me. That's so stupid.
But it's like, I don't understand. Because this is my thing. I'm like, when I look at them, I'm like, first of all, none of them are really dark to me.
Are they all brown skin?
No, some of them are dark skin, but I'm talking about like I've dated some dark skin dudes and they're not that dark compared to him. So I'm like, y'all really don't even be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not that quote unquote like black or whatever, you know? So I'm like, Why are y'all even upset? Like, even if you are like, say, dark skin, y'all could be darker. So I'm like, why are y'all even worried about it? Like, you really are worried about and the wrong.
Gigi, if you really think about it, like, we are more likely to get, you know, to have damage of the skin from the sun before they do. You know
right.
What I mean?
So I'm like,
we
y'all
have less melanin. Like,
you were.
I mean, appreciate it. You know, because we got to put sunscreen on. They got to put it on too. But you know, they don't have to. You know, they don't have to worry about it this much. That's what I'm saying. Like, I could get a whole sunburn if I stay out for too long.
I mean, sunburn.
Hey, you know what I mean? Appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's and, the stuff. Like but that's the shit that they be worried about that pisses me off, because I'm like, you worried about how much money my family has. Worry about your own pockets. Then you get mad because you think we're better because we go to private school. I didn't choose to be in private school.
Okay.
Because I hate them damn uniforms. I hated them.
I know, that's right. I hate wearing uniforms.
So I'm just like, I had no choice. So that's what, because I'm like, you had the same opportunity to put your kids in the same school. Because it wasn't like he was the only rich one in the family and he didn't help nobody else out. Right. I'm like, that's why him and his brother got a whole cab stand together, because they work together. So what my thing is, I'm like, so y'all are acting like
they're just using that as an excuse. That's what it sounds like to me.
Right.
They're using colorism to be the excuse to not have the same opportunities and the same money that you in, like your family has, your immediate family has.
Right. But then like I'll get on Facebook and like I'll see them dogging out like basically like their own like kids sometimes, because like I know one of the girls, like my cousin, she had like, you know, a little outfit on for her birthday and it was real short and it was cute, you know, it's like club wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then her mama was talking about how she looked like a hoe and stuff, and I'm like, why are you saying that to your kid? And like I've heard like them like talk about their kids like that, like they'll be in a room, you know, like with their sisters and brothers or whatever, and then they'll start talking about their own kids. So I'm like, I know if you dogging out your kids like that, you probably saying God knows what about me. Like, that's the issue. So I don't talk to none of them. The only cousins or aunts, I don't even talk to any of my aunts. Like, there's one that's in Atlanta. She's real nice, and she'll call up here, you know, and stuff, and I'll talk to her. I don't have no problem with her, because if I go to Atlanta, like, you know, she's real cool, and she can, you know, she'll ask, like, you want to come by? She's fine. The aunt here.
Yeah, it's just everybody else.
Yeah, everybody here. Girl, the one that lives here, when I tell you, she'll see you at the store and just meme mug you and walk off. And I'm like, what the hell did I do to you? I'm a child.
Wow.
I'm like, what is your issue? I'm like, okay, I'm sorry your daughter came out dark. Like, I don't know if that's the problem. Like,
because the mom's like brown skinned and her daughter is really dark. And I'm like, well, you see who her father is. So I'm like, and then I'm just like, I don't understand what your issue is. I'm like, I don't know why you're mad at me. Then on top of that, it's just like, okay, you want to call people out their names and call them, you know, derogatory terms and stuff. But I'm like, why are y'all so mad at everybody else? Worry about you and your own kids. And just worry about your own life because your kids are grown at this point.
Right. They just, it just seemed like at this point, they're just bitter. Like, and there's probably no way of changing how they feel.
No. And like, I don't talk to, and I really don't talk to none of them. I only talk to like one cousin. Like, let's see. She's the same age as my mom. So they real close. And then I hang out with her daughter. Me and her are real close. Like, we go out all the time. So other than that, that's like on that side of the family, like my grandfather's family, I don't talk to like none of them besides them two.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the only one that seem like they have common sense and don't care about what somebody else doing or what kind of money they have or what color skin they are. Like, because I know, because literally they just moved like a couple months ago in the neighborhood my grandparents used to live in, right? Tell me why the family found out where they were living and they got mad and like they were like texting my cousin talking about something. Oh, you must think you too good now because you moved up there.
What does that have to do with anything? I mean, if you got money to be somewhere better, why would you stay?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's what I don't get with this side of the family, because I'm like, I don't go to none of the reunions because every time you go to the reunion, it's something about they worried about what kind of car you are or what school you went to and all this stuff. And then they dogging out what you wear because, okay, I remember I went to one of my uncle's funeral. You know how it is. Like, they make you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and I had on this YSL little trench coat jacket. Mind you, I didn't buy the damn jacket. I'm just saying that now because, that jacket cost out the ass, and I was not about to pay for a damn trench coat. But
okay.
Anyway, so I wore it. I didn't think it was a big deal. It looked like a plain ass thing. Like, you can't really tell unless you looked, because on, you know, like the little ties, that's the only thing that really had YSL on it. So I'm like, hey, why the hell y'all looking that hard to see what I have on? So one of them came up to me and they were like, you got to be that bougie for a funeral. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking? It's cold and raining. I'm like, damn, I didn't know I couldn't wear my jacket. I didn't know that was going to affect y'all. Like, she was, and then like, she was just telling me, like, she really was trying to go off on me. And I was like, knowing me, like, you know how I am. I have an attitude problem. And I do admit that. I don't care who you are. I don't care about your age. You're not going to disrespect me. I'm going to tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you didn't have to wear that. We all know y'all got money. I don't know why you have to flaunt that in this place. This is a family funeral. And you act like you're not a part of this family. I was like, how am I not acting?
I would look down at the turkey like, what you?
I was a girl, because I was like, what? I was like, how am I acting like I'm not part of this family because I got on a YSL trench coat?
What she expected you to like speak to them first? Or like, what was the issue?
Okay, so you know when you go to a funeral and y'all all kind of walk in the room, like the family, so y'all could walk in together or whatever?
Yeah.
I had just walked in, and you know how you would try to speak to all these other folks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is like 14, 15 kids plus all their kids. So it's like 100 folks.
It's crowded.
It's crowded as hell. So I'm kind of just standing with my family, like my immediate family. And then I'm talking to like the cousin that I talk to now. And when the aunt walked up, and I didn't even see her. That's what I'm saying. She came out of nowhere. So I guess she was like, oh, here they are. Let me just go see what they got on type shit. And
what?
She looked that hard. And it, when I tell you, literally on like the little ties on it, it's just like a little circle, like a little pendant looking thing. And it has YSL in the little circle. So I'm like, you look that hard to see what I had on. It's a trick. My mama didn't even know what the hell she was talking about. Cause my mama was like, why is she mad about your trench coat? And I told her, and I said, this is the coat. And I was like, it was my ex and whatever. And I said, this is what he bought me. Mind you, my ex was a little dope boy in the street. So he had money to buy stuff like that. So I was like, I didn't even buy this. And I was like, she's mad because I wore it. And she was like, I'm acting too good to be a part of this family because I got on a designer jacket. My mama said, she's fucking crazy. Just leave her the fuck alone. I said, I didn't even say nothing until she walked up to me. I didn't even know she was where she was. So it wasn't like I was ignoring her and she had an attitude. She just came out of the woodwork.
So and just, yeah, so and she just started going she's just off. Toxic. She just love to be toxic and just yes, be petty and I'm just be like, hateful.
And I mean, there's other things that have happened on all sides of my family, but like that's why I don't talk to that side of the family to this day, because then they're always like, oh, y'all must be too good to talk to me. It's not that I'm too good. It's because y'all are a bunch of pieces of shit. Like, y'all are assholes. That's what for I'm no saying. Reason.
Don't nobody want to be around just toxic energy every meetup. Right. Like, we can't never just be like, that's what I be saying too. Like, I just feel like if you grown, I feel like you should be the first one to, you know, to extend a hand, you know, extend a hand to like the younger families, you know what I mean? Exactly. To make them feel welcome. Like, I've always been I don't know, like, that's why I say I don't reach out to people first, because I feel like if you're my uncle, you know, you're supposed to be the one kind of setting the example. I shouldn't have to hit you up, and I shouldn't have to, you know, make peace. But I feel like that should be like the adult's thing to do. I feel like they should be the bigger person to do that.
But like this family is so messed up. Like the last uncle that passed, like, okay, I think there's three of the like kids, like the older ones left, like my grandfather's siblings. And the one that just passed away, I think like 2 or 3 years ago, he was sick in the hospital, right? Tell me why this family's so messed up. They didn't even like tell anybody he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't even. That's what I'm saying. Like, the family, like, they don't even talk to each other. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't even, like, the siblings don't even talk. So, what it was like my uncle was in the hospital. The aunt that's the one that lives here who will just stare me down and not talk to me. She was in the hospital with him. Her daughter came down from Nashville. This may have been in the hospital for like 2 weeks at this point. Her mama didn't even tell her uncle's in the hospital. The only reason why she knew he was in the hospital because she came down because she's a teacher. So mm-hmm. It was like, I think Thanksgiving break. So, you know, she came down, found out this man was in the hospital, made a post on Facebook, and everybody was like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, so you're not even going to tell people, like, you're not even going to tell his own kids he's in the hospital. Because you don't want to talk to them. Now, what sense does that make?
Yeah, that's real stupid. But hey, you can't make people, you know, be nice and do the right.
But I just feel like, okay, mm-hmm. You should tell your nieces, like, hey, your father is in the hospital. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this family is so jealous of anything. I'm like, you're jealous because your nieces and nephews have gone on to be doctors and lawyers and stuff like that. Like, you're mad because of that.
Okay, so what her kids doing?
Her daughter's a teacher. Is she mad because she's mad about a lot of things with her daughter? She's mad because her daughter is dark skinned. She's mad because her daughter is a lesbian. She's mad her daughter is a teacher and she didn't go on to be a doctor like her cousins. She's mad because her daughter is living her life the way she wants to.
Wow.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
So you think she really just wanted to be rich?
She wanted to be rich, and she was the baby of the family, and she used to basically live off of the brother that had the cab stand with my grandfather. She basically mooched off him until he died, and then once he passed away, she decided she was going to go and be a masseuse because she didn't have nobody else to pay the bills.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I guess she wanted her daughter to be rich so she could take care of her. But I'm like, you really didn't even take care of your own kid. Like, your brother did. Your brother was the one that sent her to private school. So I'm like, she had an opportunity to be more than just a teacher, but that's what she wanted to do. And you're mad about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she need her some help.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that side of the family, I do not talk to none of them. They're all crazy. Like, there's so much drama on that side of the family, especially like when like the parents like pass away, and it's, I don't know, it's just everything like falls, like it gets like more shitty. I'm like, y'all are upset, like y'all are homophobic for no reason, and I'm like, there's plenty of gay people in my family, I can tell you that now. Like, I'm not ashamed to say it because they're not ashamed to say it. So y'all are homophobic, y'all are colorist, your classes. I'm like, why are you, if your kid decided not to be a doctor, what the hell they got to do with you?
Who cares? As long as they got somewhere to live, they got food in their stomach.
And that's what I'm saying. And this girl live in Nashville. She don't even live here. She got her own car, her own house, her own money. You upset about that?
And that's probably why she live in Nashville. She probably don't want to be around all that.
And she don't. And that's what I'm saying. And then, like, when family don't come around, that's when all the aunts and uncles are like, oh, y'all kids are disrespectful. Y'all don't want to be with the family.
Y'all toxic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even see.
It's always negative energy when I come around.
And that's the thing. And I'm like, I don't even feel like y'all are my family because of the way y'all act. There is no need to tell me that I'm like this and that because of something that my grandfather like allowed me to have. I'm like, y'all are upset because he wanted me to have a good life. Like, he chose to have his daughter a good life. Y'all are upset about that. But then the funny thing is, like, even with my aunts and uncles, their kids have gone on to do like super great things, but like, let them be gay or something. Then it's like they don't want to claim them.
That's ridiculous.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, the whole side. So I don't talk to any of them except like those two cousins and me and my mom and all them. We all hang out and we're really close. Like, I've hung out with her since, hell, I was little, like since we were little, and we still hang out. So I'm like, but other than that, I don't talk to them, and they can tell me like, oh, you think you're better? Okay, at that point, sure. I just don't want nothing to do with you because I'm tired of you talking about me.
Yeah, they wouldn't get any energy from me. I'd be like, okay.
They don't get nothing because I don't talk to them, because once my grandfather passed away in 2013, that was it for me.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I don't feel like I had no connection with y'all. The only reason why I even attempted to talk to y'all was because of him. Because I did everything to make that man happy. So since he's not here, I don't care about y'all. Like,
I know that's right, girl.
Because I'm like,
I don't blame you.
Because I'm like, y'all are doing too much. And it's the fact that it's outside people that used to affect me. Because I used to feel bad because I'm just like, you know, when you're little, you don't understand certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, especially when they told me I shouldn't play with like my other cousins because they weren't as rich as me, that really bothered me. Because first of all, they're cool as hell. Like,
yeah,
and when I go with them, like, I have a blast with them. So I'm like, you telling me because they're poor or something that they're not worth my time? I'm like, but y'all were poor shit in Alabama. Like, girl, like, they were poor as hell. So I'm like, y'all got to come up here and change your life for a better, but now you just mad because of, like, why are you mad at children for being something like they can't help it? Like, they can't help how much their parents make.
Exactly.
And I'm like, then you mad because they dark skin or whatever. I'm like,
and then why does that affect y'all playing with each other?
That's like, but you see what I'm saying? Like, stuff like when I grew up hearing never made sense to me. And then it was always funny because, like, I remember growing up, like, my grandmother half the time would not want us to go, like, you know, over there with that side of the family. And I didn't understand why. Like, you know, my mama was like, oh, I never really got to be around them when she was younger, because like my granny wouldn't let her go over there. And I was like, you know, I was like, maybe my granny, because I always thought, I was like, maybe she's one of those women who only want like us to be with her family and just focus on us.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm
But older, it was just because of that.
Yeah, now that I'm older, I see why she didn't want us over there. Because why are you talking about children like that? Like, why are you calling them hoes and bitches and all this stuff? Because of just stupid stuff.
Look, like, Gigi, everybody can get it.
Girl, like, everybody I hate that. Get girl, it. I can't stand that family because, like, you can't wear your shorts. Have to be, they act like if your shorts are, like, mid-thigh, you're, like, out here trying to be a little hoe, like, you fast or whatever. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
Girl, yeah, I couldn't be around them because I wear what I want.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but you know, you kids, you wearing shorts.
Yeah, like, that's normal.
But if they're too short, if they're not damn Bermuda shorts or some shit, oh, she out here trying to be fast. Like, what the hell are y'all talking about? And like, my issue is, you know, I'm tall, so anything I put on gonna be short anyway.
Right. Exactly.
So I'm just like, my grandfather, he's like 6'3", and then my dad is like 6'5". So, and my mom's like 5'9". So I'm like, I don't have no choice but to be tall. So I'm like, you up here dogging me out because I got on shorts that, first of all, I can see if I was like 10 years old and my ass was hanging out.
But okay, you didn't have no coochie cutters on. You just had regular shorts on.
And they were like mid-thigh. It's hot as hell. and we down here in the fucking country in Alabama.
So you really had on some capris?
No, I had on just regular shorts, but you know, like they came up mid thigh.
Oh,
like regular, you know how regular shorts are. Because you know there's like the regular shorts and then you got some booty shorts and like Bermuda shorts that come to your knee and you know capris and jeans. I got on regular shorts, like mid thigh. I'm just hanging out with my cousins. They talk about I'm being fast. Being fast with who? Ain't nobody around us except my damn family, so who the hell I'm being fast with?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. And then I got on damn shorts. But I'm fast because I got shorts on. I'm like, see, that's why I was like, now I'm like, maybe that's why my granny did not want us around these folks, because they are fucking crazy.
Girl, yeah. I'm glad that you're able to, you know, see through all, you know, see through it all and really just see what's real and what's not, so that you can, you know, make the decision if you're going to be, you know, tolerate something like that or not. You know what I mean? So,
I'm not going to go around and let somebody call me out my name because you jealous of stupid stuff. I mean, I'm not going to let you call me out my name anyway, but like you upset over stupid things. So you just want to like call me a bitch or a hoe. And then you call your own kid that because of something they wear. They grown.
Right. Yes. Preserve their energy. Don't let these people make you feel any type of way. Keep living your best life. Wear what you want to wear. Do what you want to do.
Because I'm like, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, one of my aunts on my my granny's side, she is so funny. Let me tell you. She told me that I need to keep showing my thighs. She, every time I go over there, she be telling me if I got a skirt on, she said, you need to pull up higher so you can show them thighs off. Because she said they're nice. She a fool.
Yeah.
But she said, she was like, you shouldn't have to hide your body because some people are like jealous. That's what she told me when I was younger. And that stuck with me because I was like, that's, yeah, if you're jealous, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. That's how I was made. So, I mean, she told me to show them off. And I do. Like, you know, hell, it's not like I'm walking around naked or whatever. But, you know, I get what she was trying to tell me when I was younger. You know, she was like, you don't have to keep pulling your skirt down to have it to your knees because other people are upset about it. And I was like, well, I mean, that is right, because I'm like, hell, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to sit here and walk around with a nun outfit on.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm just like, you can call me a hoe all you want. I mean, I don't care, because I'm not talking to you. So they be probably talking about me at the little family reunion, at the little Thanksgiving dinner they have, because I do not attend. And my other cousin, the one that I talk to, they don't go either, because after like her grandfather passed away or whatever, my Uncle James, after he passed away, they don't fool with them either. So I was like, I see why, because they are all crazy. The cousins are even like that. And I'm like, why would you want to act like that? Like, you grew up in that type of environment. So why are you trying to put that on your kids like that?
Girl, because that's just how people are. People don't care. They don't care how you feel. They are out for their own interests, and that's it.
Like, I don't care what you say. I cut them off. Like, I don't, the most contact I have with them is on Facebook, and I don't even use Facebook like that. And a lot of them have friend requests just sitting in there, like, so I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, I know some people who want to cut their family off, but they can't because they live with them. Like, because, you know, some of their parents are like that. But I'm like, if you don't have to live in that environment, by all means, get out and do not talk to them. Because if I ever have a family, I'm not, you know, I'm not pressed about having one, you know, like it's not going to kill me if I don't. But if I did somehow, some way, have some children, I'm going to try my hardest not to have them around people like that at all. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they're like, I don't care if it's my mom. If she starts acting like that, then you're not going to be around my kids. Like, I'm not going to have that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And too, I would say, you know what, one thing I hate too, I hate that those family who make you be nice to, like, that family that you don't like. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hate when it be family like that, but I'm glad that my family isn't like that. Oh, you know what? There's some random thing I hate. You know how, like, you be like, when you little or even when you get a little bit older, your mom be like, talk to your aunt on the phone. And you just like, oh. And then as a child, you know, you're like, okay, I'll talk to her. But then as you get older, you're like, I'm not going to talk to them. I don't feel like it. I barely know them. We don't got nothing to talk about. No.
Girl, when I tell you, what was it? I think it was, I'm trying to think. Lord, it was one of my birthdays. I can't remember if it was like, it was between like the ages of like 15 to 18. And I remember, I don't know what the hell happened or how this man called, but my father, he called my mama, right? And he was like, I guess he asked to speak to me because it was my birthday. Now, I don't know if my mama told him it was my birthday. For some reason, I feel like she did. But whatever the case was, he called and wanted to tell me happy birthday. Randomly, like out of how many years, right? Mm. She was like, talk to him. And I'm like, what the fuck I want to talk to him for?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, whatever. So, you know, we had a little boring-ass conversation. Girl, when I tell you, like, I don't talk to him. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I really talked to him. Because I know before she, like, something was wrong, like, one of the cars I had. She was, like, asking for some money to help you fix it or whatever. Girl, I know I texted him, and I remember the conversation we had. I was like, hey, Dad, something's wrong with my car. I need help. And he's like, what is it? And I told him what I think it is. I said, I have to take it to the shop. He said, okay, take it to the shop and let me know what it is. I told him what it was. And I said, this is how much it's going to get fixed. He said, okay, baby, let me get some money, and I'll send it to you. I ain't hear from that man for years.
Wow.
For years. Then the last time I talked to him last year, I told him to never talk to me again. I told him he was dead to me the last time I talked to him. Mm-mm-mm. And I felt so good saying that. Like you don't understand, like, the burning rage inside of me. Like, I wanted to hit him in the face. Like, of all the years of the bullshit I had to go through, I really wanted to hit him. But when I looked at him and I was like, you know what? I was like, don't even talk to me anymore, because he calls me Little Bit. Like, that was my nickname from when I was a kid. And he was like, how was your day? And first of all, I'm like, why are you here?
Exactly.
Because I'm like, why are you in this house? Like, I can't stand you. And the fact that your presence is here, like, it makes me want to puke. And I'm just like, you haven't been here in so long, and now you want to play dad. Like, that's another reason why me and him never had a relationship, because you come in when you want to and play dad.
Exactly. You can't either do that. You're going to be here or you're going to leave. It can't be in between.
I'm not saying you have to be here 24/7, because obviously my mom and him didn't work out. Like, just because you're married. But
it shouldn't be no issue to reach out. Like, it's okay to, like, y'all don't even have to see each other. As long as you calling and being there where you need to be there, that's all you have to do. And some people just can't do that.
I couldn't even tell you, like, the first time my sister even saw him. I think she was maybe like 2 or 3 the first time she saw him, and I don't think she even remembered seeing him. And she didn't see him again until she was like 12. Mm. And then she saw him again. Like, she goes up to ETSU, so that's where he lives. So I think they saw each other a couple of times her freshman year. And then after that, she saw him last year when he came down here. This man, like, she asked him for money for books, and he wouldn't even, like, respond to her. So I'm like, she got a better relationship with... Like, y'all two got a better relationship than I do with you, and you can't even talk to her. So my mama cussed them out, and so I was like, good. I was like, don't have that nigga in the house no more.
I'm dead, dude.
Girl, because I'm telling you, Brooke, you don't understand, because I was like, if I see him again,
it's going to be on and popping.
Girl, exactly. Because I'm be like, he broke in, he entered the house, and, you know, I had to take care of it. I don't know who he was. He just came in with no key.
Girl, ooh-wee.
Girl, that's what I'm saying, but I don't like wishy-washy people. Either you're going to be my dad or you're not.
Yeah, I don't got that same way with just everybody in general now. I'm done with people, you know, want to have a half-ass friendship or half-ass relationship or whatever. I'm over it. Because I'm just like, it's just about a protecting peace now. You know what I mean? And really just focusing on yourself.
I guess when I was younger, I was so angry about it. But as I got older, I was like, I don't need him, because my grandfather, he was my dad. So when I say that's my dad, like, I talk, like, that's what I'm talking about, because I call him Big Daddy. So that's, everybody know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, he's the one that was the father figure in my life. He's the one that did everything. And another reason why my so-called dad, why I, like, that he really, like, that man could drop dead today and I will not attend no type of funeral. Do not call me. I would not give two shits. Because when my grandfather passed away, this man didn't call me or send a card. His aunt came and her husband came, and my
great grandmother or my grandmother. One of them came. I can't remember. I think it was my grandmother. She came. So I'm like, people who I don't even talk to, I'm like, this is still your father-in-law because you're still married to my mom. You can't even send me and my family a card. You couldn't even call when he was the one that took your position. So that's why I was like, I don't even respect you as a man. You couldn't even, you know, just be like, here's some sympathy. But now you want to act like, oh, let's have a relationship. No, I don't want no relationship with you. Like, don't talk to me. Like, you can't do nothing for me.
So what if he, so did he initiate that or was he the one that wanted to like reconnect or?
Okay, so I want to say when my sister was like 11 or 12 or something like that, there was a family reunion on like his family reunion, right? And my Aunt Janice, she's the one that tries to connect and have a relationship with all of us. I don't have no problem with her. I just don't want no part of that family. So I'm cordial with her. I don't have no issue. She's like, you know, she'll like some happy birthday and she'll send me money and stuff for my birthday and Christmas. So even when I graduated high school and stuff, she came down, and, you know, she got me like gifts and everything. She's great. I don't have no problem with her, but I just personally don't want a relationship with her because I don't want no part of that family. So during that family reunion, she was like, y'all should come up here, you know, because you're part of the family, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to go, but at this time, I'm only like 15, so I have no choice. My mom is making me go. Mm-hmm. She was like, your aunt's paying for it, so just go. I was like, whatever. We're on our way up there. We ran into some traffic because, you know, it's like 3 hours away. So whatever it was, you know, at the family, you know how to have like the little first night, you kind of meet and greet or whatever.
Girl, and, I don't know nothing about it. I've never had like a family reunion like that, but well, yeah, okay.
All the black families I went to, like the first night, you kind of all hang out and you just kind of be like, oh, hey, I ain't seen you in so long. Or be like, oh, hey, whose son is you? You know, stuff like that. Now, apparently, this is what my aunt told me. She said, you know, everyone kind of got up and got to introduce their family. Like, so my Uncle Brian, that's his brother, got up and was like, this is my wife and my son, right? And it went like that. So, like, the actual like blood family would get up and say like, okay, these are like your cousins or whatever, you know, like my wife and kids type thing. Mm-hmm. My father decided to get his big headed ass up there and said, my wife and kids are on the way. You haven't talked to us in years. Like, I couldn't even have told you what that man had looked like at that point in time. Like, I hadn't seen him in so long.
Like, so, I wonder what made him say that. He wanted to seem like y'all were still together.
I get, but the thing, everybody knows they're not together because he lives up here and we live in Chattanooga. And my thing is, I'm like, maybe he was trying to pretend and act like just because we're not together.
Gigi said he live up here. Where is up here?
I mean, up in ETSU. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he live up there and then we live in Chattanooga. And I guess he was trying to make it seem like just because we're not together, we're still a family, like I'm in her life or whatever. And I'm like, no, you live in Johnson City and you are the only people, like, that's it. Like, Johnson City is you. You do not come to Chattanooga. We don't come up there. Like, so when she told me that, I was already like, had an attitude because I said, this is some bullshit. Because I'm like, he better not sit up here and try to pretend to be no daddy when he's not. And
they do that.
Girl, and then look, he came to the hotel and brought my uncle and stuff, and I was like, why the fuck are they here? Like, I'm already pissed off because I'm up here. And mind you, this is during the summer, so I'm wasting just a weekend of my summer when I could have been out like with friends or whatever, but you got me up here in bumfuck nowhere because, you know, Johnson City ain't got nothing. It really don't. It got cows and everything, and I hate it. And I'm like, I don't know nobody here. And that's the night I met my sister, who actually looks like us. Like, we look alike. Like, me and her could be twins. And, you know, that was cool. Like, I didn't mind that. Like, I always heard about her. I just never knew who she was. And we met. That was nice. But it's the fact that, like, he was in the hotel room and then he wanted to be like, oh, I miss y'all. But fuck you. Because, no, you don't miss us.
You couldn't.
Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, like, we went up to, like, my grandparents' house and all that stuff. Like, now, when I was, like, a kid, like, from the ages, like, 1 to 5, like, I spent time up there in Johnson City. Like, I knew, like, one of the other sisters,
And I knew my grandparents, all that. So I was up there because, you know, he actually was like a dad at that point in time. But after that, I'm like, I don't know nothing about you. I don't even know these people for real. Like,
you know what, Gigi? Really, just hearing your story, that makes me want to make sure that whoever, you know, I have my kids by are in my kids' life, you know, whether we're together or not. Yeah, because you don't understand how important that is to, you know, to for both parents to be in the kids' life. Like,
and that's the thing. It really does affect people. And people are just like, oh, you have daddy issues or whatever. I don't have daddy issues because I had a dad, because my grandfather was my dad. Like, he took care of me like a dad should have. But it's the fact that somebody who is supposed to be my biological father, who wanted to play dad when he felt like it. And I'm like, why do you do that? Because I'm like, what's the point? Like, what are you gaining from this?
Right.
Like, don't show up. And then, like, at the family reunion, like, he was so, oh, these are my kids. And they're, you know, they do this at school. And they're like this. And, you know, the only reason why you know that is because your aunt told you. Because she's the only one that knows, like, anything about us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you're up here trying to, like, fake in front of these folks. Like, oh, I'm a family man. I care about them and all this stuff. Like, I remember on, like, the last day that morning we left, like, he took us to IHOP and everything and all this stuff. And I was just like, this feels so weird because I'm like, we're not a family. I'm like, I just feel like I'm eating with, like, a stranger. Like, we just picked somebody up on the side of the road and took them to eat with us. Like, that's how I felt. I mean, it really is, because think about it. The last real relationship I had with you was from the time I came out my mom until like the age of 5 or 6.
Yeah. And then now you're 20.
Yeah, I'm 26. I haven't seen you in like 20 years for real, except the in-between times. And the last time I told you, you dead to me. So I don't want nothing to do. Like, I really don't. Like, if this man came, then got shot up and he is bleeding out on my doorstep, I probably would not call the police.
GG.
I'm Brooke, but that's how I feel, and I can't help it, because I mean,
like, I understand that. I really do, because I mean, like, this is the thing. He chose to be with your mom and to have you, exactly. And to have your sister. You know, he chose not to take that responsibility. To, you know, take accountability for his actions.
So
I understand that.
So, because I'm just like, you too busy. Like, I don't understand what the hell he was doing. Like, it was like he went and had like another kid after my little sister. Like, he doesn't have any more kids. Like, the first one who was supposed to be his daughter, but everyone says isn't, because the mom cheated. Now, her mom and him were married, so that's why she has a last name. But technically, she's not even
his child.
Yeah, his child. And he didn't even want her. Like, he was like, that's not my kid. Like, I'm getting divorced from whatever her mama name is. The mama left the girl at the hospital.
Wow. Well, Gigi, that shows you that he just doesn't want to be responsible for nobody's kids.
Exactly. But the only reason why he took care of her was because his mom went and got her from the hospital because she didn't want it to be a family disgrace. That's the only reason why he was in her life, because when he left after, like, he basically separated from my mom, he went back and lived with, like, you know, his mama. That's the only why he was in that girl's life. Because they all lived in the same house. And then the sister that's older than me, the second one, he didn't even half-ass claim her. Because he was like, nah, that's just somebody I hooked up with. You can hook up with people and have a baby. Me and her look like twins, and we look like that man. So I'm like, you can, and I guess they eventually did a DNA test or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you're not in her life. You want to come down here, get married, play dad, and have 2 kids, then dip. Then you expect me to, like, have open arms when you decide to come back.
No, that's not how I work.
No, and I don't feel no type of way. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I don't care about your life. I don't care about what you're doing. Like, seriously, if he knocked on my door right now and was like, I ain't had water in 10 days. Oh, well, you better come up with some spit or dig a hole in the ground.
Okay. Like, look, water bottle's $1 at the gas station.
Right. Do something one. Because, like, I'm not helping you because you didn't help me. You didn't help my mama. You didn't help my sister. You abandoned us basically and wanted my grandfather to raise us. That's how I felt. Like, you just was like, well, I gave you 2 grandkids. Here you go.
Mm.
And like, my grandfather did a lot for him. Like, he helped him get a job at, what's that place? Lodge, you know, where they make the cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a hard job to get because people don't leave because it makes good money. So he helped him get a job there. He helped him do all this stuff. He helped them like get an apartment. Like he, my grandfather really was out here helping this man. And then you can't even like send a card because like when he passed
away. And that's your mom's dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, so basically he took you under his wing and was trying to help you be a better man. And you couldn't
didn't want it.
No, you didn't want it. Like that's the thing. You didn't want it. I'm like, so, and when he left and, like, he come back, I'm like, what was the point of leaving? Like, what did you leave to go back to your mama? Because you don't want no responsibilities?
That's probably what it was. He just didn't want to be accountable for the stuff that he did.
So, I'm just like, I don't care about him. And, you know, people were like, well, that's your dad. You need to, like, give him, I've gave him chances. I have.
But that's what I'm saying, and then it's not your job. You know, you're the child. No. To me,
the
parent should be the one to, you know, to initiate anything.
Because
no matter
you helped me come here, you helped bring me in this world. I did not ask to come to this shitty ass world.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't ask to be treated this way. None of that.
So I'm like, no, I don't want nothing to do with him. Like, I try to like. After the family reunion, we literally probably talked a couple of times. I can tell you the last day, because it was the summer before my junior year, and this is the last time I talked to that man was the night before junior year started. He called me, and we were talking, and I was like, I have to go get ready for bed because I had to be up at 5 because school started at 7:15, but, you know, it takes me all day to get ready.
Girl, hello. Me too.
So I was like, I have to be up at 5, so I'll go to bed. And he said, okay, little bit, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And didn't hear from that nigga for years. Then he randomly called me, and I'm like, how the hell did this nigga get my number? Because I've changed my number since high school. So me and my mom had an issue with that. Girl, no, because I was mad at my mom because I was like, do not ever give that man my number if I ever change. Do not. Because I said, I won't talk to him. So, like, you know, I was trying to be nice. That was his last chance. Like, after, you know, she gave him my new number and stuff, I tried to talk to him. And that's when I was like, hey, can you help me with this car situation? And he said he would and didn't talk to me for years. After that, I said, you're dead to me. Because you could have just been honest and been like, look, I don't have no money.
Yeah, because nobody's asking him to be perfect. Everybody right. just wants him to and, just show up and be and there, the be thing consistent.
Was, I wasn't sitting there banking on no money from him. I really wasn't. But I was like, if you want to give it to me to be a quote-unquote dad or whatever you're trying to be, thank you. Mm-hmm. But don't say, okay, I'm going to give it to you and, okay, so you couldn't give me $300 funky. Don't say you're going to do it. Like, I was not begging that man. My mama was the one that told me to ask. I said, I don't want to ask him because he's not going to give it to me. She said, just do it. I did. He didn't come through. I said, that was his last chance. And it wasn't because of the whole money thing. It was because he lied. Or he just wasn't man enough to be like, hey, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Or he could have been like, I'll see what I can do or something like that. You
exactly.
Know,
where, and then he could have just been like, hey, I thought I could do it, but.
Yeah, I don't have it right now. Yeah. Yeah, I got bills to pay or something like. No, yeah, that's what it's all about. Me. So, Gigi, this is the closing question. So, after telling your story, do you feel like the situation with your dad is affecting your love life and affecting, you know, how you see people?
Yes and no. It affects me negatively because I don't trust what people say.
Okay.
Like, that's my issue. I'm not saying I have trust issues, but it's certain extent to the point where I'm like, okay, you say this and you could take too long. Or, like, you don't respond. Not like I'm saying you got to text me back, but just be like, okay, say you're going to go somewhere. Like, okay, say me and you supposed to get our nails done. And I tell you, okay, it's at 11. You said, okay, I'll meet you there or whatever. Okay, cool. I'm not, like, sweating it. But then you don't show up. And then I don't hear from you for hours. And then you be like, oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
then, So at then that I'm point, like, do you not make plans with them anymore? Do you give them another chance?
I'll still give them another chance, but after that, I don't, you know, I don't look for them to come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you come, you come. If you don't, you don't. And after so many times of me asking you and you don't follow through, I just stop trying.
Yeah, because there's nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I say I'm not pressured to for people to be in my life. Like, if you want to be in it, you're going to be in it.
Exactly.
You know, and you, if I'm important to you, you will make it time. Yeah.
So it's like, you have one time to, like, lie to me or break my trust, and then I just don't, like, that's when I start slowly losing interest. Like, you have one time, and I know that's probably, like, I know it's bad because people mess up, people oversleep, or people do, you know, things, or they forget. But for me, like, you have that one shot, and once you mess it up, it just, I start not to care no more, because I'm like, okay, you gonna keep doing it.
Yeah, but at the same time, Gigi, you do have to, you know, not let that affect you so much, because, you know, every situation is different, every person is different.
And yeah, no, I'm working on it, like, I really am, but that's, mm-hmm. I mean, but that's just because of him, because I'm like, he's told me so many times in his life, like, okay, we're gonna go do this. Like, at one point, we were supposed to go fishing, like, when I was in second grade, right? And he told me we're going to go when I got off of school. Tell me why on my way home from school, I see him leaving, and I didn't see him for another, like, 10 years. So, that's my issue, because, like, with him, yeah, he's ruined it, because you tell me one thing, and if I'm looking forward to it and I don't hear from you, like, I'm not going to blow you up. That's my thing. Like, once you tell me you're going to come or you're going to do something, I leave it alone, because I'm like, it's up to you if you're going to follow through.
Right. Right. So he's the daddy at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to sit there and cry about it. Like, it's not going to upset me. Like, I'm not going to be angry at you. I'm just going to stop.
Just really take crying. It how it is, and you know what to do next time.
Because, like with my grandfather, that's another reason why I'm like, okay, don't affect me how my love life is, because I saw how, like, dudes are supposed to, like, treat a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means to actually, like, care about people. So with him, I'm like, okay, I have to be patient. Like, you know, like, I can't just drop folks. And I think that's why I haven't dropped certain people as fast as I should have, because I tried to give them a chance, because I'm like, maybe there were something. It might have just been bad timing.
Yeah.
But I'm still working on, like, okay, you messed it up one time, and then I'm like, now I just don't care about you, because I feel like you don't care about me, which isn't the case. It's just, that's just how I have to be, because I feel like if I'm betting on somebody to come through and they don't, then I'm sitting here looking crazy. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I think for my situation, I feel like just learning the same thing, just taking things how it is and trying to be more open about, you know, people's situation, and also, maybe initiating, you know, the reconciliation, you know, maybe even working towards that. I'm not saying you have to do that, but I think just as far as my situation, like, I do want to reconciliate, you know, but at the same time, I'm just like, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth making up with somebody? Like, you know, will it change anything? Like, they spent so much time out of my life, you know, what's the point of, you know,
be there for you in your life now,
or try to be the bigger person and, you know, bring them back into my life. Like, I think I just done got over that, you know, but it is something that I do want to work on, though. And it's not even with my family per se, just people in general, just friends and you know, relationships, you know, and forgiving but not forgetting, you know, just something like that.
Yeah,
but
I mean, in your case with your sister, I feel like you should give it another shot.
Yeah,
I just feel like she probably had issues with her side of the family, especially since she's the only one with the last name, and her mama could have just, because that really could have been her mama putting that into her, like, that's not your sister, or, you know, stuff like that. And then just being like, well, she has an attitude, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Like, that might be something y'all could work out.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Gigi? That's something I still haven't forgave yet. Like, I'm still, I don't know how to say this. Like, I think I'm over this situation, but I'm not in a forgiving type of mood right now.
Because it's still new. Like, it wasn't like it happened 50 years ago.
Yeah, this is still kind of recent. Like, I was still living in Chattanooga, and I've only been living here, you know, for about 8 months, you know, so it wasn't too long ago. But I just, maybe one day I'll have a change of heart and want to, you know, let her back in. But, you know, it's, at the same time, it's still going to be up to her. You know, if she initiated, I will allow it to happen. But if she doesn't initiate it, then I'm not
worried about it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna reach out, because I, like I said, you know, people who want to be in your life gonna be in it. You don't have to force them to do it. So I'm not forcing anybody to want to be a part of my life, because the people that I have in it now, they do what they need to do, you know, and they're there for me where how they need to be. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, you can't go on with your life expecting everybody to be there all the time for you. Yeah, because people will come and go. So you just got to deal with it, and you just got to accept it and live your best life.
Period. And I think the point I want to make for the end of this podcast is that cherish the family that you have now. Cherish the people that want to be in your life. Really, you know, appreciate those people. And two, don't be afraid to cut off toxic family, because it's really not gonna do you any good, and you'll just be stuck in the same cycle. And yeah. I feel like it doesn't matter who it is. It can be a sister, it can be a brother, it can be an aunt, uncle, mom, dad, you know, because I feel like it's at the end of the day, it's all about you. You know, you came into this world alone, you're gonna leave alone. So it's kind of all about, you know, what you're gonna tolerate. If you're done tolerating a certain behavior, then cut it off. That's the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, you only got one life, and you can't be, you know, upset about one person for like your whole life.
Period.
I just feel like you should try to make the family you want. That's all I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
The family you're born into, you don't get to pick them, but you can pick your other family. That's how I feel. Right. Like.
So. All I need is my mama, to be real. Like,
girl, I know that's my mama. Like, she get on my damn nerves.
Yeah, all I need is my mama and my aunt, to be real. I think I'll be happy. Like, as far as family, like, I'm good. My younger sister too, of course, but you know, like, I guess the family that I've always been around, those are the main two. Like, I love all my family, all my immediate family, but like my mom and my aunt are just like, those are people I always go to, those are people I always call, you know. So
yeah,
but anybody outside of that, you know, it is what it is, yes. I guess. I don't know. But like I said, I don't have any, you know, anger towards any of my family, because I have a lot of, like, family in Chattanooga. But if we're talking about just who I'm close with, that's who I'm close with, and that's who I, you know, I'm always going to, you know, be there for. And I know those are the people who are always there for me. So, yeah, I love all my family. So I don't want anybody to get... anything.
Girl, they gonna sit there, they gonna call and be like, how did you say that?
Yeah, if they're, but I doubt they'll hear it though, because I my family just, yeah, they don't really get into podcasts, so they probably won't even hear it.
Girl, I don't even think my mom and them know I'm doing a podcast.
Interruption. I'm tired of it, but yeah, I think, like I was saying, this was a really good podcast, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people are going through this similar thing, and it's like you kind of don't, a lot of people just stuck in a toxic cycle. But I think this is the time, this is your sign to just to get out of that toxic mess, whether it's a friendship, relationship, or if it's family, get out of it, leave it alone. And I'm not saying, you know, treat them funny, but just, you know, just limit you know, conversation, contact, conversation, and anything like that. Like, I'm not saying be hateful, just limit conversation.
Yeah, because some people got to ease out of it. Some people just can't cut them off cold turkey.
Right, yeah. It is kind of hard, you know, but to me, it's been easy because everybody been doing it to me.
You
so, it is what it is. I don't care, though. Like, I, at the time, you know, I was like, dang, you know, like, because I wanted to know my dad's side. But it's like, now, I don't care. I done got over it. I'm just like, you know, the people that I have now, like, I have my boyfriend, I have my mom, my aunt, I have, you know, Deonta, I have you, you know, I have people, you know, who want to be there. So, I'm just going to, like I said, appreciate who wants to be there. And leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to decide what's best for yourself anyway, so.
Period. Self-love. Self-care.
I'm about to do some self-care after this. I'm about to sit in the tub.
But yes, I know I'm not the host, but I'm going to say it anyway. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining our podcast. This is a really good podcast. This podcast, I think, might have been like an hour and a half, really.
Girl, this damn thing. This shit about to be long as hell.
It was about an hour and a half, but it had to be broken down because people like to interrupt. People want to interrupt our podcast, so.
And then I still gotta add my friend her little segment. This girl, this is a podcast gonna be up 4 hours.
Right. I gotta figure out how to put all my podcasts together because what I wanted to do, because there's actually like a little part that they added to the podcast. You can start putting questions on your podcast and people can answer whatever questions they have.
Yeah, on
Spotify. Or whatever question. But I don't know how to add. I've added the question already, but I don't know how. I think adding like a second video or a second podcast to what I already have. But I've done it before, but for some reason I couldn't do it. But I'm gonna figure it out anyways. But yes, thank y'all for joining.
Thank you, Brooke. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. And just for anybody who's just now listening, I'm Brooklyn Beauty with Let's Talk. I'm gonna give Gigi my link and you can listen to my podcast as well. And then we'll go from there.
Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when I upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.